Hello, you're Mr. Charlie Tuna back at the radio. I'll never understand service stations. I'm driving into work today and past one. And if you ever pull in, you know the cash register is always wide open, the safe is wide open, and the restroom is locked. I've never understood. Gentlemen, coming up in the next 60 minutes, we are going to have a latest report on the rumors of another Beatle get-together for a one-time round-the-world concert. Also, a talk with Frida Payne and a Band of Gold. Remember?
Love.
hurts. Well, there's an indication today it might. A British medical study reported in the paper this morning they found out many, many men are allergic to their wives. It's called a seven-year itch, isn't it? Marvin Gaye, I've got to go get some liniment on this. Tuna here with one of those I'll be doggone facts, the filler items. The USA has 42 1/10 billion cubic feet of helium stockpiled. That's a lot of hot air, isn't it? Well, during an election year. While we're on the subject of elections, they've been running a presidential popularity contest at a Columbus, Ohio museum since last October. It's the center of science and industry, and they got a presidential exhibit in it. And the people viewing it have a chance to vote for the president they consider the most popular. And the leader is John F. Kennedy with 11% of the vote. The second is Richard Nixon, followed by Abe Lincoln, Gerald Ford, and George Washington. And among the least voted for, William Henry Harrison, Zachary Taylor, Franklin Pierce, James Buchanan, who, as a bit of trivia, was our only bachelor president, and Chester A. Arthur. No mention of how Pat Paulson did it. Career opportunities. What does that mean? Well, in any profession, it means, among other things, the prospects of recognition for improvement in ability and experience. It means promotion and higher pay, wouldn't you say? I'm sure you would, and you've got the best career opportunities in the world. Somebody's on the phone here. Yesterday we were talking about maybe we should bring a You Wanted to Hear It series to the radio. And a guy's on the phone with a suggestion today. What did you want to hear, you figure?
Hear You Can Close Your Eyes by James Taylor.
Oh, that's easy. Let me do that one for you right now.
Okay.
James Taylor closing his eyes.
You can close your eyes.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
boss, they say, generally do go in circles. Charlie Tuna, right after this, we're going to be talking to Bill Sargent, who is trying to get the Beatles right back where they started from. In the meantime, probably the first fruit you've heard on the radio since some shorts we advertised for the loom one time. Tangerine. Sort of a romance to him, but that would have never been a hit with Avocado by Sal Soul Orchestra. Charlie Tuna, just a second, we have Bill Sargent on the phone, who is a Los Angeles promoter, and he is the guy who's been trying to arrange to get the Beatles back together again for one of these one-time-only revival concerts, and we'll find out what kind of progress he's made with that. There was a story in the paper about George Harrison's father indicating that, yes, the boys have agreed on it, and they are going to do one more time, but the date is not yet set for this year. Maybe sometime around our bicentennial, July the 4th. We'll find out from Bill here what the progress is. There's one other progress report. We had on a story, I guess it's been about a month or so ago, where the Easter Bunnies lose the pay case. Santa Claus won. There were seven girls working as department store bunnies who walked off their jobs, charging that they were paid only $2.10 per hour, while the male Santas got $3 an hour. A State Division of Labor commissioner in California decided Santa was entitled to the higher pay since Santa worked harder, had to talk to more kids, and sold twice as many snapshots of himself with kitties on his lap. Well, today there was a suggestion for the bunnies. Stop wasting your time on the kitties. Start talking to an adult male customer and selling him snapshots of you sitting on his lap. Add up all the advantages and the benefits of a military career and compare them with what's available in civilian life. I think you'll agree with me that life in the armed forces can be a good life, but then you're probably prejudiced because you are a career man and proud of it. Bill Sargent's here on the phone. Let's find out what's cooking with the Beatles and if they're going to get back together again. Hello, Bill.
Good morning. How are you, Charlie?
Good. What's the prospect look like? There's been a lot of news recently about that offer, and it looks like the Beatles may be ready to accept finally.
Well, I wish I knew. I feel like a man who's... wife has been playing around with another man for 2 years, and everybody in town knows it but him. What has happened has stunned me, I guess, as much as anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, the issue with me has never been death. I have not heard anything for at least 30 days from anyone, even the rumor factory.
Oh. Apparently, Bill, there's a report by a gossip columnist in the London Daily Mirror as of yesterday that said the father of George Harrison indicated that the Beatles had decided definitely to get together again. So.
Right. It wasn't a gossip columnist anymore. This has been confirmed by people in my organization that he said it, and he quoted it again. Yes, they're going to get together, mm-hmm. and they're going to get together for you. There's no question about it. The George had informed him that they all four had talked, but I just wish the hell somebody would inform me. I mean, first of all, let me correct you. The offer was made in private, mm-hmm. was upped to $50 million 6 weeks ago.
$50 million. Of course, there is a little money you expect to be taken in on the concert.
Well, there's no question about it. It is the event, the most historical event in history. And just out of the closed-circuit broadcast alone, there's no question we'd do in the neighborhood of $200 million.
Ooh.
We've done enough market research over the last 2 years that there's absolutely no question about it. And fortunately, if anybody wants to do this, Sargent and Company is sitting in the driver's seat.
Mm-hmm.
We have developed a high-resolution, high-quality, high-brightness projection system. And we have enough equipment available to serve 3 million people at one shot.
Well.
Now, if you take the junk that you see the fight on, it would not be acceptable for the Beatles to perform on. So if they're going to do it, I feel they're going to do it with me.
And you wish they would tell you that, right?
Unless they want to rip the public off.
Right.
And I don't think they've never been accused of a rip-off.
No. When would the concert be staged?
We laid out our plans totally into the minute details of how we would prevent forgeries. We spent over a year on this thing before we approached them again.
Mm-hmm.
I've been approaching them every year for the last four. They know my plan. They know where the money's coming from. They know everything they need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And the question that I've been asked most, am I going to try to contact them? The answer is no. They know where I am. And if my money's good and they want to perform, I am as good a promoter as exists.
All right.
And I'll get the best dollars for them out of any deal they want to sit down and negotiate.
Well, good. Well, good luck to you, Bill. I think everybody would like to see them back together again.
Well, the whole Beatlemania started all over again, and unfortunately, I have a lot of other work to do on a lot of other promotions,
mm-hmm.
and this thing is just crowding all my time. I wish somebody would say yes or no, and let's go home.
Okay. Maybe if you changed your name to Bill Sergeant Pepper, they'd get interested, right?
Up in the poke, it was smoking. Best thing you can do with that old thing is yank it out with the wires. Oh, here it is, Johnny. Sing me a sad tune there, Johnny. Oh, Lordy mercy. Where am I going to get 250 green stamps to get out of this poke?
That's Cletus Mangard, a white knight here with Charlie Tuna. Just a second, we have a high school on the phone with another world record, I guess, in the Guinness book. But today we have a fable for those to listen to that might have a lesson to be learned. Once upon a time, there was an ant who worked hard all day in the fields. It was summer, and the ant was busy cutting grass and dragging it home. The ant had a grasshopper for a neighbor. Grasshopper lived on welfare, sat in the doorway singing all day. Well, when winter came, the ant had a whole bale of grass. But the ant had violated the federal farm law for over-harvesting grass. He was fined $162.50, and the surplus was seized, and the grasshopper received the surplus in exchange for his food stamps. Soldier, sailor, airman, whichever you are, you're a member of the sharpest team on earth. You know there's a big job to be done, and you're doing a good part of it. If you decide to stay with it as a career, the mission will be that much closer to success, and you'll have a better-than-ever reason to be proud of yourself, because a military career is a proud profession. All right, on the phone here, out of California, I've got one of the high schools with a new world record. Which one is this?
Big Pine High School.
Big Pine, and you've broken what record?
The record for playing continuously for 50 hours.
The whole band?
Uh-huh.
When did you start with this?
On Saturday morning at 8 o'clock.
It's a little tough to remember after 50 hours.
Yeah.
How many hours now have you chalked up? Are you still going?
No, they quit at 50 hours.
They quit at 50. That gave them the new Guinness World Record.
Yeah, I think the new record was 48, and they went 2 hours over it.
Now, Big Pine is up near Bishop?
It's 15 miles south of Bishop.
All right. Well, congratulations to all the band from us here at KISS, and I guess we gave you the band a chance, in this case, to toot their own horn.
Show me a river that's so deep. Show me a mountain so high. I'll show you love that'll last forever. Flying high, so high. Show me a place where dreams are for dreamers, and all the things you wish come true, yeah. I'd wish the world had all happy people, then there'd be no more wishing to do.
Thank you.
to can it for another Charlie Tuna here before we fall over the Sleepy Garden walls. Thank you very much for listening, and hello to all our friends and listeners in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. See you here tomorrow. Till then, stay tuned. This is the American Forces Radio and Television Service.